Okay. Whenever I'm recording, I always feel like you guys start it by saying, okay, or testing, here we go. And I can't tell, there's bars going, so it looks like we're recording. But anyway, today we're going to do just a little bit of introductory stuff, and some of this will be seem very basic to you, but it's just a way to get us started in the right direction. And that shouldn't take too long, and so then we'll probably start a little bit on, again, I go through a little bit of history, just again, to get us kind of a frame of reference as we lead into bigger and better things. So, and we get to start off real basic. I mean, what does entomology mean?
The study of insects.
Study of insects, right. Taxonomy. I mean, this is called the, what is this course officially called? Insect?
Systematics.
Is it systematics? Yeah, that's right. The other one I teach should be insect morphology, but they call it insect structure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was named before I came. Anyway, this is systematics. Is systematics and taxonomy the same thing?
No.
They're not? How are they different?
Systematics, taxonomy. Taxonomy is more focused on, like, finding things that are similar from what I understood of the reading, where, like, blue beetles are related to blue butterflies in the sense that they have the same color. But when it comes to the systematics of it, they're not the same because they have very different... they're very different from each other, I suppose is the best way to put it. Like, beetles having elytra, and, yeah.
Well,
if I failed that, I'm fine.
No, that's okay. Taxonomy tends to be a little bit more basic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I use them interchangeably a lot. If somebody asks me what I do, sometimes I say, well, I'm a systematist. Sometimes I say I'm a taxonomist, and I mean essentially the same thing. But taxonomy, for some people anyway, is a little bit more basic. It's the acquiring specimens, identifying them, and then maybe the description part of it, you know. So, like here, I got a box of bugs shipped in, or I go out and collect them. I'll sort these, identify them, put names on them. If there's anything that I notice that I think's an undescribed species, I'll write up the descriptions and make illustrations and then get it published. And that's what some people would say, well, that's what's taxonomy. A lot of people then go ahead and take it to the next level. They'll use the information from all the different species and see relatedness and the different genera in that and start to develop classifications. How do we classify them? Get everything all organized. And so that's another level. And then some people also get real interested in how everything's related. Not just that we've got a classification, but which genera, which species are related to each other, and so on. And that's actually got a fancy term called phylogeny. And that's what some people would say systematics includes all of that. It's taxonomy is a subset of systematics. But systematics also includes developing classifications and looking at the phylogeny or relatedness. And so so some people believe taxonomy is a little bit more basic, just the nuts and bolts, if you will, of identifying, naming, and describing. And then taking it farther is more of the systematics. Now, I talked about briefly classification and phylogeny. Again, it's important for you to realize that those two are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
They should be closely related because we like our classifications, the classifications we build, you know, species, genera, tribes, families, subfamilies, on up. That classification that we put together works a whole lot better if it's based on relatedness or phylogeny. But a classification doesn't have to be based on relatedness. You can classify things any way you want. We can make a classification where all the red insects are together and all the blue insects are together. So you'll have red butterflies with red beetles, and you'll have blue grasshoppers with blue stink bugs type of thing. And so they don't show any relationship, but it is a classification and it could work. But we like our classifications to be based on relatedness. So related things are classified together. And it's more easy to understand and it seems more natural, but it also gives your classification a predictive value. If you say you've got 10 species that all look like each other and they all feed on soybeans, and then you find another species off someplace else and you say, well, this thing looks just like those, you can guess that there's a pretty good chance this thing may also feed on soybeans because all of those do. And that's what this classification based on relationships, it gives you that predictive value. You can begin to predict some of the behaviors and stuff from what it's related to. You may not know what planet it came off of or anything like that, but you can kind of get some idea that at least it'd be maybe soybeans or something related to it in that case. As I said, systematics also includes a lot of different things. It's faunistics, you know, what occurs in what areas. That's a lot of the survey work we do. One of the projects I am working on is the Hemiptera of North Dakota. And it was my plan was to have it published in parts. And I've done the first part. I did the one that on the group that I work on. I've published the stink bugs of North Dakota. And I'm working on all the other parts. But one of the big ones will be the plant bugs you've heard me talk about. The Myridae of North Dakota. And I've got one on the Regivioidea of North Dakota and the Lygioidea of North Dakota. So, but that's what faunistics would be about, is going out and doing a lot of collecting and just trying to figure out what occurs in a given area. Zoogeography, why do certain things occur where they do? All over the world they do that. They look at what species are where and try to understand why they occur there. How did they get to the different places in that? Nomenclature is the naming of stuff. Identification, we're responsible for a lot of identifications. As I already talked about, classification, phylogenetics is on your list there, the relationships. Experimental taxonomy, this is getting into how we do taxonomy. You probably heard of like cladistics and things like that. Those are ways to figure out who's related to who. And it gets into a lot of computer programming and stuff and hypotheses and how to best do that. And I know how to do cladistics a little bit, but it's never been one of my passions and were one of my big fortes. I tell people that's one of the reasons I went into systematics, is so I didn't have to do statistics like all the applied projects do. But when we get into the phylogeny part, figure out who's related to who, it gets into a lot of, not true statistics, but a lot of computer stuff like that. And you can see a few other things listed there, historical studies, teaching, curation, we got the museum, we're involved with all that stuff. And so now, all this I've talked about and given you a feel for that, you're asking about the different levels. Alpha taxonomy would be what I kind of described as just plain taxonomy. That's the identifying, naming, and describing part. Beta taxonomy is the working on classifications. And then gamma taxonomy is the working on phylogeny or the relatedness. And so you don't hear those terms used often, but I'm working with a guy down in Argentina on a project, and we were just emailing back and forth, and he's a little bit older like I am. And the other day, he, in one of his emails, said something. I don't do a lot with classifications and phylogeny. I'm primarily an alpha taxonomist. I hadn't heard anybody call themselves that for a while, but yeah, me too. I'm more of an alpha taxonomist than anything else. So, actually, that is essentially everything for this little introductory thing. The way this usually worked in past is I've gone over the syllabus the first day, and then we did that little bit, and that would have been just about right to finish the day. But we got talking about everything and anything else the other day, so we didn't get this little bit in. So Jerry says if I hit...